I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Just want to give you a big thank you for being here with us and tuning in and listening every Sunday morning. We are so grateful for you and grateful for your time. I know you are going to love this show today. It's one of those shows that you're either going to be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, or you're going to be interested in wanting to learn more, but you will take away something, I assure you. We have our awesome guest with us today, Tracy Utley. And Tracy is a certified firearms instructor and teaches self-defense out at Good Shepherd Defense and Training. We met maybe about a month or so ago. And let me just tell you guys, she is the coolest lady I probably have ever met. Just super cool. And I wish you could see her. It's not what you would expect. She's just the prettiest thing. And just so, aww, you know, you don't think about a firearms instructor when you look at you, but you are. And when you start talking about your passion, our weekly winning word is preserve. And that's a great word. It means to keep alive or in existence, to make lasting. And so what a perfect word for us so to talk perfect. About today, so Tracy, because, well, we want to keep ourselves alive if possible, mm-hmm. but we also want to preserve our Second Amendment, which you're pretty passionate about, too.
Yes.
And I've had the privilege of hearing your story. We met a couple weeks back, and you shared your story of how you got into the self-defense training. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we have to share this to as many people that'll listen, because it is a really great story.
Thank you.
And so I just want to hand the mic over to you. And I just want you to share with our listeners everything that you shared with me at the garden in our office a couple weeks ago. Can you do that?
I would be happy to do that.
All right.
It's my privilege. So my journey into this industry with firearms just began not even 5 years ago. And it was just because I had faced a fear of guns. And my husband one day wanted to bring one home, and I was against it, had been always against it, just because of some things that had happened in the past. But yet at the same time, that fear that I had was something I knew I needed to address. And so I called over a son, and he brought something over, and it was still too much. I just wasn't ready for it. A couple months later, he brings over something else that he thinks I might like. And maybe I was in a better frame of mind. Maybe it didn't look as scary, but I decided to go ahead and give it a try, and took it out to the gun range, learned how to quickly, be safe and load it, and then fired the first shot. And my very first experience doing so was absolutely awful. It was not what I expected. It was worse than I expected. And I was frustrated because I hated it so much, and disappointed in myself that I already wanted to give up any more time spent with it. Put it away. I said, fine, you can keep it in the house, but I don't want anything more to do with it. And then my daughter-in-law called me and wanted to go to the range with me at some point, which I refused, and then decided to go ahead and go back with her. I shot the gun that she was using, and learned at that point that what she was shooting was something called a 22 versus what I was shooting, which was a 38 special double action only. And those of you that have shot any kind of gun before know what I was up against. So my first experience was so awful. So it's because I came back and tried that 22 that it made me feel better. But I still had no agenda with what I was going to do with the fact that I could shoot a gun and I could put these little things in it that were called bullets that I knew of. Anyway, so a couple of months went by. Still, nothing else. I never even thought about them. And then I got assaulted. And that changed everything in my life for the simple fact that I no longer had a life anymore. I was too afraid to leave my house. I wouldn't open the curtains. I wouldn't go out in my front yard even just to get the mail. And several months went by, and you can imagine it's difficult, you know, for a married couple to go through this. Neither one of you know how to deal with it. And my husband finally just said one day, "You've got to stop this." Of course, that made me mad. And this isn't any way to live. You're not living. And about that time, a friend of mine had mentioned that he just completed a concealed carry class with Good Shepherd, actually. And so I trusted his opinion, so I reached out to him. He told me a little bit about it. So I got to looking into it, investigating what it meant to be a concealed carry holder, knew it was a big responsibility, knew it would require me to get heavily more involved in guns, but I made the decision. So reached out to Good Shepherd, signed up for the first concealed carry class, and was nervous. I was scared. I cried all the way to class, but Brian put me at ease relatively quickly to the point where I felt comfortable enough being around him that I immediately signed up for more advanced training in a short 2-week time and was out there training and learning it. And then I just couldn't get enough training. I wanted more and wanted more and wanted more. And I became an instructor, but had no desire to ever teach. I just wanted, you know, the information for me so I would feel better and slowly build up my confidence and slowly want to, you know, be back a part of living again. And one day somebody reached out and said, "When are you going to have your first class? I'd love to attend," which shocked me because I had no desire to teach at all. And reached out to Brian at Good Shepherd, and he helped me get in the right places, right where I needed to be. I sat through a couple of classes with him, and without even giving me any kind of warning, he just threw me up there and had me teach a lesson. And I realized then that I was onto something, and this was something that I really enjoyed doing. Just because as a woman, a lot of times, well, I know for myself, I thought that my husband was my protector. You know, my husband was always going to be there to protect me. And of course, of no fault of his own, he wasn't there that day. So I made the decision that I was going to do everything I could to start helping others be their own self-protector.
Yeah. And here you are, very confident. And I just can't imagine. And I just knowing the little bit that I do know about you, and I look forward to getting to know you even better in the future. But just knowing what I do know, I can't imagine you being home with your window, your blinds closed, mm-hmm. and not coming out of your house.
Yep. No.
And feeling that scared and timid because you do not give off that vibe today. The vibe you give is, I might be pretty, but if you mess with me, you're going to be you're going to be in trouble. And I just feel that energy from you. It's just amazing. Isn't that a great story? We're going to learn more about Tracy and her experiences when we come back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. Thanks, guys, for tuning in this morning. We have a great show. We've been talking to Tracy Utley, and Tracy is a certified firearms instructor and self-defense trainer out at Good Shepherd Defense and Training. And you were just sharing with us that amazing story, how you kind of transitioned into this role from a person who wasn't supportive of guns at all, right, to a person who now believes that it can be helpful. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to be, you know, obviously, I want to be very sensitive. I don't own a gun. And I know a lot of our listeners, mm-hmm. probably do not own a gun and maybe don't even support owning a gun. Mm-hmm. And we respect that. And it's absolutely, it's definitely not about not respecting that. That's what our rights are for. Yep. So that we, you know, do have those freedoms. And last week, our mm-hmm. weekly winning word was freedom. And we just celebrated Independence Day.
Yes.
And the beauty of living in a wonderful place like America, where we do have rights and we do have yep. choices. And we do need to respect those freedoms. And mm-hmm. and you're sharing about that. You were a person.
Oh, absolutely.
Who did not support guns at all.
Did not like
and
them.
Really thought the Second Amendment was geared totally towards that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you just educated me so much on that. I'd love for you to share, you know, your opinion, your side, and how you were able to kind of come around a little bit in understanding.
Well, as I had mentioned, when I first started hearing about the Second Amendment thing, it just kind of seemed to be popping up more in the news. When I didn't pay any attention to it because I thought, oh, it's just about guns, and I don't like them. I don't have them in my house, and I don't want nothing to do with them. And when my husband really, we had a great conversation, and he said, you know, it's not really about guns so much as it is about a right that you have, and you shouldn't be forced to lose that right. And then it started making sense to me. I get that firearms are not for everybody. It's a personal decision that no one can make for you. You have to make it for yourself. And we say that and stress that in classes, that you have to make that decision. But what gave me that confident feeling that I was missing after the assault was I learned through the classes that I take. Sure, I learned how to use a gun, but I learned more about how to not use it. I learned how to be aware of my surroundings more, how to not make myself look like that perfect target to give somebody an opportunity, which is what happened to me in the past, which is why it happened to me in the past. I just ignored those signs. I denied that feeling of something's not quite right with this situation. And, you know, it's better to have knowledge than walk around in denial and think that this won't ever happen to me. So the biggest thing that we teach in just our concealed carry classes, for example, is how to not use it. We don't want you to have to use it because it's not the end-all be-all. It is situational awareness, being aware of your surroundings, not being on that cell phone, not shoving those earbuds in your ear so you're missing, you know, someone coming from another side or missing that eye contact that someone's making with you that you might have otherwise missed because you've been unaware of it. You know, something as simple as carrying a flashlight in dark parking lots. Yeah, it's just so much more. Learning how to do some basic self-defense moves, easy. But set yourself up for success rather than walk around in denial and not keep yourself safe.
Oh, that's so good. And like you said, the self-defense, you teach self-defense that mm-hmm. doesn't have anything to do with
not
the gun.
Not a thing.
That you just learn. And I have teenage daughters, and I'm going to have them listen to this show and hear exactly what you just mm-hmm. said, those earbuds mm-hmm. in their ears.
Yep.
You know, I think people, they're a target, you know, when you're walking mm-hmm. and you're out in a parking lot at a mall somewhere, especially those teenage girls. If you've got earbuds in your ears, which they do all the time.
Yes, they do.
I think a predator would be looking and saying, they don't even know if I'm going to sneak right up behind them and just snatch them up.
Every day we face distractions. That's just life. You know, we have very busy lives. It's up to us, though, to recognize as quickly as we can that we've been distracted and snap back into reality and take an observance of our surroundings so that we can do it. You know, we come out, we're running our kids all over the place for games and practices and grocery shopping and doctor's appointments. And we've got gazillions of emails we got to check and text messages and Facebook. And so we can get very, very easily distracted. It's learning how to not stay in that constant form of distraction is what we need.
And be aware.
Always
have a
be
purpose.
Aware.
Be intentional. Mm-hmm. All the things that we share at I've Decided. And
yep.
You can see why I'm passionate about helping Tracy share this message and just be a resource for those of you who would be interested in learning some self-defense and learning some techniques. Or maybe you are interested in learning more about how to go about getting a concealed carry license, or even if not that, just learning how to fire a gun. If you have one in your home,
yeah.
Let's say maybe a spouse might mm-hmm. have a gun and you don't know anything about it and right. you would just like to learn more about it. There's just so many resources.
It's just taking that step to do what you can to protect yourself. Because like I said, my husband, who I thought was always going to be my protector, when I got to really thinking about it, he's got a full-time job. He's not with me during the day when I run those errands and you know, take the kids and grandkids and doctor's appointments and haircuts. He's not with me. So I need to learn what I can do to protect myself.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe if someone's listening now and they might be like you or Tracy and they're like, nope, no gun for me. I don't want to have any part of it. Can't stand it. If they have a situation happen like what you did where you may be assaulted, you might change your mind. And if you happen to, what a great resource, Good Shepherd Defense and Training.
Yep.
I love that name, Good Shepherd.
Yes,
that's what we have.
We have a great flock out there.
A great, great, great name. And lots of awesome classes, too. In fact, we want to share more about Women's Defense Week that's actually coming next July 12th through the 20th. There is a lot of information I want you to share and let people know how they can get in touch with that. But, you know, also, you guys got stuff for the guys, too?
Oh, we always have things going on all the time, classes and just all sorts. But we just decided to really reach out and reach the women's market. And we're just super excited to do our first annual Women's Defense Week. So
this is the first one ever.
First one ever.
Yay!
Super, super excited.
Super excited. And we're going to talk about that in our next segment coming up. But I hope you're enjoying this show so far and maybe learning a little bit about firearms, about self-defense, about our Second Amendment, and just different ways of thinking and different ways of looking at things as we talk about our weekly winning word, preserve, to keep alive or in existence, to make lasting. And hey, if you're not getting your weekly winning resource, we wanted to give that to you. We send them out every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. You get it in your inbox for all of our members. So if you are not a member of I've Decided Yet, I want to invite you to join our community at ivedecided.org. And while you're there, check out all of our business resources. We have over 60, and we're very grateful for them. So check them out while you're there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. I am in the studio with Tracy Utley. And Tracy is a certified firearms instructor and self-defense teacher out at Good Shepherd Defense and Training. And we are just having a conversation around our weekly winning word, preserve. Such a great, great word. In fact, our quote in the Success Planner and Journal this week is, we must act today in order to preserve tomorrow. And that's a Ronald Reagan quote. So just perfect,
that's so perfect
for this show. And while we were on break, we kind of got on the topic of gun safety.
Yes.
And I know if you're listening, you know, maybe that's an issue for, I think that's an issue for a lot of people who don't
Absolutely.
Like guns. It's the safety of guns. Yes. Guns kill, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, that was my grandfather took his life with his gun. My first husband was killed via negligent discharge by his brother. So yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Guns killed people. They did bad things. And so that's why I was so hesitant and so fearful of them. I also made the hugest mistake ever, and that was I didn't teach my kids about gun safety. I just figured since I didn't have them in my house, I didn't need to teach them. But I never, ever thought about what would have happened if they would have encountered a gun in somebody else's house. And fortunately, they were being protected and didn't have to encounter that. So gun safety was huge for me to learn and respect and appreciate and understand that it's not the gun doesn't do anything bad. It's the person that is doing the inappropriate thing. So learning everything I could to keep myself safe and as well as anybody else that's around me safe is what made my transition into learning more about firearms better, easier, smoother, to not be so fearful of it. So if you're not safe and you don't know how to be safe, then you really can't even enjoy doing this. And that's the most awesome thing that comes out of working with somebody that is brand new is teaching them all the aspects of being safe and then watching their comfort level rise and how they get more and more confident in how they handle the firearms. And then they can actually go out and enjoy their time out on the range, whether they do anything other than just knowing how to load ammunition into a magazine, put the magazine into the firearm, you know, whatever. Or they want to come out to the range and have a date night with their spouses. That is so cool to see them come out and do that and have a good time. But they don't want to do it unless they understand how they can be safe in doing so. So safety is key. It is not a joke. Nothing to play with. You have to be safe.
Because guns can be dangerous.
They can be very dangerous in the wrong hands.
So we have to be very aware and very careful. And so we're going to talk more about this Women's Defense Week. But what about private lessons? Do you guys work individually, just with individuals where could do? Mm-hmm. Do you pay by the session or do you buy a certain amount of sessions or how does that work?
You pay by the session and you can book, you can pay as you go for each session. You can book a block of sessions. I've had both. And it's tailored to what the student wants. If it's a very beginner and they want to be just completely hands-on and we take it step by step by step at their comfort level, at their pace with just an instructor and a student. And it is one of the best ways to train. Even if after we get done with the concealed carry class, they usually walk away realizing that they need a whole lot more training. But maybe they're not comfortable getting in a classroom type setting. And it's great that we can offer this to them to be able to get the training, whether it's beginner or maybe it's someone that really wants to hone in on some skills. You know, maybe they have a tight schedule and they can't get to the regular classes. They can book something private one-on-one. And really work on what it is they want to work on and not an entire classroom setting.
Do you have to get a concealed carry license?
Nope.
Can you just learn how to shoot a gun?
You can just learn how to shoot a gun.
Because you can have a gun at home, but a concealed carry license. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just help us understand
exactly
what that means?
In Illinois, you have to have a FOID card, before you can purchase a gun or purchase ammunition. If you don't have a FOID card and wish to take a lesson, you can do so under the instructor. And then hopefully we'll get a FOID card at some point. But you do not have to get a concealed carry license if you do not want to be a concealed carry holder. The only thing having a concealed carry license gives you is the ability to legally carry a loaded firearm on your person or in your vehicle. That's it. It doesn't make you invincible unless you have to seek the training. You have to make the commitment to, if you're going to carry it, we asked the question, with the amount of training that you have currently right now in this classroom, are you going to be an asset or a liability? You have to make that decision. Nobody can make it for you. But you do not absolutely have to have a concealed carry license if you choose just to have maybe something, some form of protection in your home.
Or come out to the range, learn how to shoot.
Yes.
Do you need a gun? Do you guys provide a gun for someone who's not quite ready to make that commitment?
Oh, we absolutely do not recommend anyone purchase a gun until they have come out and tried some different options to find one that fits for them. You wouldn't buy a car unless you drove it. We don't want you to purchase a handgun unless you can use it and know how to use it. So, we can do rentals, the ammunition, all that.
So you have everything available. So a person just need to show up.
Show up.
Are you guys open certain times? Can they just show up out there? Do you suggest they call? So
to schedule a lesson, you can do that at goodshepherddefense.com in the shop area. And then the place that we hold all of our classes and private lessons is at the Tack Shack. We're co-situated in the same building, but we use the range. It's 8919 North University out there. And so that's where we conduct our lessons and classes.
Okay. And so they could stop in, call, visit the website or...
Yeah, if you're wanting something private, if you want to speak with me, it's best just to reach me individually. I don't work at the Tack Shack. I'm there a lot, but I wouldn't want to have you just stop in and have me not be there. So just always give me a call.
Okay, awesome. And so we're going to start talking. We'll have to come back in the last segment here and finish up because we're... It goes by so fast. But I really think this is awesome, this Women's Defense Week, July 12th through the 20th. And so that's happening like a whole week.
A whole week.
So we have about a minute here before we have to take our next break. Kind of give us a quick introduction to it, and then we'll come back and really give a rundown on what someone could expect if they were to sign up for.
It's just every single day we're offering some class. You don't have to take every single class. You can look on there on the website and find a class that interests you and take one or take them all. But the entire week is dedicated to the classes being women only. And yeah, so excited for that.
Well, I'm going to put these flyers out at Curves for sure and,
awesome.
And share these with our ladies there. And I know they are looking forward to having you come speak to them as a group and looking forward to a group class that we're going to put together for the Curves members. But definitely, definitely, if you're interested in learning more about this, check out GoodShepherdDefense.com. And while you're out there on the web, go to IveDecided.org as well and sign up as a member if you haven't yet. Check out our resources. We are going to wrap up the show and we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are talking to Tracy Utley this morning and talking about gun safety and self-defense and concealed carry and Second Amendment and all of this awesome stuff and just learning and getting information about what's going on out at Good Shepherd and what Tracy and sharing her story with us has just been so amazing. And I really hope that you've enjoyed hearing her side of the story, I guess, is kind of what it is. It's kind of like your side of the story to firearms and how you really transitioned to someone who was, I don't think I'm out of line saying anti-gun,
yes,
to someone who supports gun mm-hmm. ownership for those mm-hmm. who believe in it and for those who are interested, and also mainly those supporting self-defense, even for people who are anti-gun, who don't believe in guns, to be aware, to learn some self-defense techniques mm-hmm. to keep yourself safe, because that's what it's all about. It's about exactly. awareness. We live in a scary world.
We do.
We really do. And we cannot be naive and innocent to believe that something couldn't happen to us. And you're, mm-hmm. you know, a perfect testimony to the fact that you can be assaulted.
Right.
That's your story. And right. you've shared that with us. So I want to wrap up the show here talking about your Women's Defense Week, because this is really cool and we're super excited about it. It's July 12th through the 20th. It is definitely not too late to get signed up for this if you're interested or get more information. But I'm just kind of curious. This is your first annual Women's Defense Week. So now, was this your baby? Was this your idea? Or where did this concept come from?
It's been something. When I started this journey and I wanted to seek training or classes or something, my first thing that I did was I looked for options that, you know, were there any women instructors? Were there any women-only classes? Because of my situation, that was a big deal for me. And there wasn't. And because of that, I drug my poor husband through every training that I went through. So he's an instructor right along with me, and he was great on that. But I met another woman that was also becoming an instructor with me together, and I never knew if our paths would ever cross, but it was just always encouraging to see another woman. And within the last couple of years, we actually have the opportunity to work together, and at Good Shepherd, we have even more opportunity to really outreach for doing women-only classes. We see a strong need for it. We do co-ed classes. Don't get me wrong. I do co-ed classes, and they're just great. But my heart is really when I see the women come out, and they start asking questions, and they just open up when they're just around other women. And so it just kind of culminated with the whole bunch of stuff that had happened in the past with me, another student that came in with her, and it was just a brainstorm to put all this together and be able to offer this entire week for women. And it starts out with basic pistol. We do a concealed carry class. We do hands-on self-defense, which is fantastic.
So is that hands-on? Is that with or without? That's without a gun? Or?
That's without a gun. There is no gun handling in the self-defense. There is no guns in the situational awareness. First aid, emergency first aid, is something that everybody should learn how to do, whether you have guns or not. The refuse to be a victim is no guns. Non-lethal defense options, no guns. So a lot of it is training that whether if you carry a gun, it just kind of reinforces and gives you another thing to add to that level of confidence. But if you're just kind of a little trepidatious and you don't want to take everything, at least do something that's going to set you up for that situational awareness. that Refuse to Be a Victim workshop that we're going to do with you with Curves, and then also that we're doing at the Women's Defense Week. It's great, great stuff to really help you become more aware of what's
going
on. I love
it. I've decided to refuse to be a victim.
I love that.
It makes perfect sense to me.
It does. Right?
We don't like the word victim. That's not a weekly winning word ever. No one ever wants to be a victim, and we want to help give resources and tools like Good Shepherd and this information to you to bring awareness. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I love it. I think it's so cool. And so emergency first aid, would that be different than CPR? Does that include CPR?
A little bit of CPR, but the majority of it is, you know, what do you do if someone gets hurt? You know, maybe you're out camping somewhere, for example, or on a hike, and somebody falls, and the, you know, emergency personnel is going to be too far away, too hard to get to. If you know some basic moves, you know, applying a tourniquet and how to stop the bleed, for example, you know, that's valuable stuff that you need for every day. It doesn't have to do anything with firearms. Sure, that could be part of an injury, but it doesn't have to be anything like that at all.
Wow. Especially, I come back to thinking about my instructors at Curves. We're CPR certified, of course, but I don't think I don't know. We do have a physical therapist on staff.
Well, what do you do if somebody falls and, breaks their arm?
Right.
How do you cinch it up so that they can be comfortable till you can get them to a hospital? Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so the other, I saw armed home defense. So yes, that might be for someone who doesn't necessarily want to be a concealed carrier, but let's say you want to have something at home to protect your home. Is that you guys are going to talk about?
So yeah, that home defense tactics is just what you said, for someone that wants to just have something in the home to protect themselves. And it's a lot of classroom training. And then we do take you out and run you through like a little scenario. And we have you do something that sounds really silly when I tell people to do it. And that is dial 911. And they think it's funny, but honestly, when you have that high stress level, to dial 911 and then to remember to press send, it sounds easy when I say it to you, but if I put you under a little bit of stress, you don't even remember how to dial.
Well, it's very difficult when your body goes into fight or flight mode.
Yes. So learning how to stage your firearm, you know, should you want a home defense firearm, you know, learning how to stage it and how to call 911 and how to use it, it's just... Think about it, because if you don't have any training and you just buy a firearm and just throw it in a box, you're just going to resort to instinct.
Right.
That's it. That's all you'll have. So you have to train it.
The cost of this, is it one cost for the whole week? Is it per class?
It's all per class.
Okay. So,
and that's what makes it nice, is that you can take one or all classes. They're all in the evenings. I'll be there every single day.
Evenings at what time?
Oh, usually they probably start around 5:30.
Okay.
Saturday is going to be kind of a workshop day. The last day we're going to kind of finish it off big. So we'll have a couple different workshops going on that day, two of which I believe don't have anything to do with firearms.
And how long do the classes last?
Generally four. Now, unless it's concealed carry. Concealed carry is 2 days. It's Saturday and Sunday. But for the most part, the rest of the classes are usually about 4 hours.
How old do you need to be? I'm asking for my, you know, I have teenage daughters, so I'm curious.
Well, it depends on which class. You know, concealed carry, you got to be 21 to get the license. You can take the class at 20.
But like first aid?
It's really up to you as a parent to decide what it is that you want them to do.
Awesome. Gosh, our time is up. Thank you guys so much for being with us today. Thank you for being on the show, Tracy. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?